And praise the Lord, everybody.
Radio.
Good morning to all of you. My God, thank you for being with us this morning. We approach you humbly, knowing that you are a leader too, and that God has blessed you. Well, I woke up this morning and said, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. My mind is alert. I have the anointing all over my life. Oh, stood up on these two legs and they held me up. What a wonderful, wonderful miracle. Do you know how many people tried to stand up and could not have the energy to get up? But here you are, able to stand and walk. You ought to praise Him. We just love God and we appreciate Him. I'm going to ask Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey from Waukegan, I guess, around that area. If she would come and lead us today, you can have the prayer, Mother, and speak to the people and speak to the Lord and just carry on from there. Whatever the Lord lays in your heart, I'm sure there are more people. I got so many emails and not emails, but texts and also phone calls about that awesome, awesome all-night shut-in. So maybe somebody wants to say something about that, but whatever the Lord leads you to do, you're such a pro at this. We just want you to, whatever the Lord leads you to do, just take it from here. We give the line over to Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey. God bless you. Dr. Lacey, you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here this morning.
In your hand.
Of you and to our chief ambassador, to state ambassadors, national ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, and sisters and brothers. We are here this morning to lift God up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And we want to just lift the Lord up. And Prophetess Baker is on the phone this morning. If she's on this line this morning, we're going to ask her to come forward and lead us in a word of prayer. Prophetess Baker.
She will be on. Be on here, but she may not be here yet.
She's not there, then if National Ambassador Dr. Pfeiffer, if she's on this morning, we need you to come and lead us in prayer. Oh, my God. Father, we just thank you this morning for another day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall be grateful. And we are blessed to be alive. Oh, we thank you this morning for all that you have done for us over 2015. And now we are in the year of 2016, the 29th day of January. And we are so happy this morning that we are alive. Psalm started out with us, is not here anymore. But we thank you for Ambassador Johnson, Mother Annalee Johnson. We thank you for Dr. Betty Johnson, Ambassador. We thank you this morning for First Fruit, everyone that is on this prayer line this morning. And everyone that is connected to this prayer line, we thank you for them. And, Lord, we ask that you would bless. Open up doors. Make a way. This is so hard this year. It's been hard for the last few years. But you've still been good. You delivered some of us from cancer. You delivered some of us from heart trouble. You delivered some of us from dialysis. You delivered some of us because we needed to be just delivered from being mean, evil, and contrary. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You delivered some of our children. You've been there with the National Ambassador, with his mother, throughout the year. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes staying up all night long. Sometimes there to lay his hands. Sometimes there just to be present in your sight. You blessed him this morning to still have his mother. And we thank you this morning. We thank you It may not be a big thing to you, but I'm sure with our national ambassador, it's a big thing to them and their family. We thank you this morning for all that you have done. Now, Lord, we ask that you would bless us on this prayer line this morning. Enable us to help. Enable us to give. Enable us to do the things that have to be done. In your name this morning, we ask all of these blessings. Amen and amen. Good morning. Good morning to you this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all are
blessed. Good morning.
We're going to ask you to come this morning and give, we need about 4 praise reports of what God has done for you. Even if you have to go back to 2015, we want you to give your praise report like never before. I'm talking about with some fire in it. So somebody else, we catch on to the miracle. Let's move swiftly this morning. You only got an hour. Is there anyone that has faith report this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. My name. Good morning. My name is Sheila Brown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a pardon me.
Good morning.
I have a praise report. My praise report came in the beginning of 2016. And some of you have heard it time and time again, but it's truly a praise report in my heart and my soul to be a part of this first fruit prayer line. Is very powerful, and God has it in my spirit, and he wakes me up where I'm able to get on this line, and it gets me ready for the day and some troubles that may be coming along in that day. It gets me ready, and it's just a blessing to be on the phone to pray with God's people, and this is my testimony that God gave me you all and you all me, and I just thank him dearly for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's just happy to be on Facebook's prayer line. In case some of you have wondered who I am, let me kind of explain just a little bit. I was some of the first ones that have started the first group prayer line. I was at the first convention when Ambassador Johnson went forth. I'm not a stranger to the prayer line. So I thank God for all of his blessings this morning, how he brought me out. Maybe if I can tell my testimony, maybe it will help somebody. Oh, in 2014, hallelujah, hallelujah, I went into a coma from, the doctor gave me the wrong medication. I was in a coma for 31 days. And after coming out on the 29th day of the month that I was in the coma in August, the Lord delivered me. But when I awakened, I had equipment had been put on me for me to be on Dallas, the balance of my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But God came in and delivered me from this prayer line. I mean, Dr. Johnson and others prayed that the Lord would let me live. And I'm here today. I'm not on dialysis. While I was on the operating table, my gallbladder busted. God delivered me from that. So now I'm here today walking around. I got to the place I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do nothing. But God brought me back. And maybe that'll help somebody this morning to be quickly with your praise report. I thank God this morning for every moment that I have been living, and I'm living. I go anywhere I want to go. I remember everything. I remember anything. I remember what happened when I was a little child. So God delivered me. Why don't you let him be an example in your life this morning is to be quickly to tell your praise report. Because I tell you, had not been for God on my side, I would not be here today. God delivered Mother Johnson God delivered a lot of people on this prayer line. Sometimes we are so slow to give that praise report. But I tell it everywhere I go. Come on with your praise report this morning. Is there someone else that have a praise report?
This is Sister Lucille.
Hallelujah, Sister Lucille.
I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. On last night, I was on the youth prayer line with me and my children. And Sister Gina asked for a prayer request. And I made a request about my mouth being dry. My mouth was so dry in the mornings when I wake up that it was hurting. So Dr. Piper, she prayed for me last night, and I thank the Lord that this morning when I woke up, my mouth was feeling just fine. I thank the Lord for that because I was in a lot of pain with that dryness in my mouth. So I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in your prayer, that the Lord, that I grow stronger in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Now, did you hear that praise before?
Yes.
Just last night. Delivered. From having a dry mouth. I've had that dry mouth, so I'm going to refer back and take that prayer that Pastor Piper, Ambassador Piper paid, and I'm going to let it shine in my life that I would get rid of the dryness at the mouth. And if you are on this prayer line this morning and you got dryness at the mouth, go back and let that prayer. Let that prayer help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord this morning. Let us all praise the Lord for just a minute for Sister Lucille and the other person that gave her her testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on.
Well, in a couple of days, January the 31st, 2013, I went to the hospital with a migraine headache, a severe headache. And at that time, they took me straight back and began to treat me for the headache. But I had a slight cough, and the doctor said he just wanted to do a chest x-ray in order to be sure that everything was okay. Amen. They did the chest x-ray, and the doctor came back in the room and said they were going to have to admit me because I had pneumonia. And I would be in there for a couple of days. They wanted to run some antibiotics. And I said, okay. And he asked how was the headache. I told him that it was no better. So they gave me more pain medicine. Praise God. And about 15 minutes later, three doctors walked into my room. And they said, Ms. Hodges, we got some bad news. We got some good news. The bad news is that we compared your chest x-ray today with one that was taken less than 30 days ago when you were in here with the flu. There is a spot on your lung that has grown over a centimeter. You have lung cancer. I immediately sat up and said, the devil is a liar. I have never smoked cigarettes. He says, ma'am, you have the worst one out. You have lung cancer from secondhand smoke. If we get in there right now, we just have to take upper lobe of your lung out, and there's a possibility that you will not have to have radiation or chemotherapy. It kind of upset me because I had a hard time receiving that. So I went ahead, they went ahead and admitted me and did the ran the antibiotics, they did the biopsy, and they came back and said, we're going forward with the surgery. You'll probably be in ICU overnight, and we'll put you on the unit for a day, and you can go home on that third day. I went to church the Sunday before my surgery was due, and my pastor told me that if I began to praise the Lord, that God was going to perform a miracle in my life. Prior to going in for the surgery, I asked them if they would take a second look. They took a second look, and we're talking about in about 2 weeks' time in between the first diagnosis and the second one. The doctor says it's grown even more. We're still going to have to go in there and get it. So that let me know that this was really spreading through my body. I got upset with the Lord because I was expecting him to do the miracle of, you know, removing that cancer, delivering me from that cancer instantaneously. They did the surgery on February 14th, Valentine's Day of 2013. I remember them taking me off the up to the ICU unit. And that night, I don't know what happened. It was like I was having this dream that I was going through this tunnel, something like a CAT scan or an MRI. As I was going through there, there were all of these doctors around me, and these machines were around me. And this voice was just telling me, you know, who you think you are. I put a word in your mouth that you need to say. I put a word in your mouth that some mother's child needs to hear. I put a word in your mouth that some battered woman need to hear, some destitute woman. I put a word in your mouth. I have kept you from death's doorstep 11 times. Either you're going to do what I want you to do, or I will take your life. I am God. Can you hear me now? And as I heard this voice ministering to me as I was going through, I could see all these little children up in the air just reaching down for me. I began to reach for the children, and as I did, I was coming back out of this tunnel, and I saw this hill with all these people coming down the hill, and I saw this white house across the street. I didn't understand it at the time, but as I began to come back, and I was sitting in the room, and when I opened my eyes, there was a nurse sitting there. She looked at me, and she said, welcome back. I said, what do you mean, welcome back? You know, what day is today? She said, today is February 17th. She said, honey, you coded on us. You stopped breathing for 15 minutes. We worked on you to start you breathing again. I just, tears just began to run down the side of my face, and I called Chief Ambassador, and I was telling him about it, and he said, you know, you coded, you left here. said, and you actually saw the doctors working on you while you were leaving here. I began to praise God, and that year I came to Kansas for the convention, and I stepped outside. I was standing in the doors of Amazing Grace with Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson, and I looked across the street, and there was that White House that I saw in that vision. To the left was the hill leading up to Gwynn Darrell. And I said, oh, God, it kind of scared me at first, but I didn't want to receive it, but I knew the Lord was telling me that it was time for me to leave, that I had a work to do here in Kansas. Prior to them releasing me from the hospital, they put me back on ICU for a week, no, for 2 weeks. I developed blood clots in my lungs. They diagnosed me as having lupus. They diagnosed me as having leukopenia because I had no white blood cells to fight off any infections, and I ended up staying in ICU for 53 days, something I've never heard of. I went down to 85 pounds, and I made the statement one day. I said, you know, I wish I never had the surgery. This is in February. The doctor told me that had I not had that surgery, I would not have lived to have seen my next birthday, which was on June 8th. Thanks, I didn't understand the miracle at that time. But let me just tell y'all a really, really big miracle. On February 14th, 2013, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank God, I was gone. I had checked out of here. But to God be the glory that on January 28th, I'm on this phone this morning telling y'all about a miracle, what my God can do. God is still performing miracles. He's still performing miracles like you've never seen. And I thank God. My life. God bless you.
Bye. And help me praise him for Sister Gina. She's still here.
Hallelujah.
Your work don't mean nothing, then I just let it go. But I tell you, Sister Jean is one of the people that's in my life that helped me to come through that coma that I was in. I was in a coma, y'all. Do y'all know what a coma is? It's when your air has been taken. The doctor had said it was getting dark and dark and darker. But the Lord was cleaning me up for the job that he has prepared me for. I want a national ambassador to come. He's got something to say. We got to praise the Lord on Fresh Fruit. I've been listening to you for a year, and sometimes we are so slow. I guess I've been with it too. So I need to give the Lord a little bit more praise. When you praise him, I tell you, the blessing is coming. I don't care if you need money this morning, if you need finances right now. If when you get off of this prayer line, if you just run around through your house seven times and give God some praise, I'm talking about go crazy. He'll bless you with what you need. Come on, Chief Ambassador. Y'all have to forgive me for these ambassadors because I'm just used to Dr. Johnson and all of this. But I'm no mean, no disrespect. I tell you, God is in my life this morning, and I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him because I'm still here with my grandchildren. I'm still here with my son. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, Chief.
God is good to Aaliyah. Not only to Aaliyah, but God is so good to all of us. I just praise God and glad to hear your voice this morning, Dr. Lacey.
It's like
Jesus.
Right.
Now, pray that I get a good morning's rest because I want to go to bed now and lie down and give me some rest. I can tell the world I was up all night long. And I just thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Got that. All night long. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not sleepy yet, but I want to get me some rest. Yes, bye.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Somebody set on fire.
Thank God, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, and we thank you. Hey, now, huh? Hey, 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 huh?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, 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 yes. We bind, Godina. Everything is na 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 ha. Ina ha ha. Godina. We bind everything na na ha. That's not like you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Oh, son, ha. After you open up the way. Open up the way, Lord Jesus. Let 2016 be a prosperous year, oh God, for your people. Be a year of healing for your people, Lord God. Hallelujah. Send your miracles. Send your miracles. Send your miracles. To every address on this button this morning. Every address, oh God, to where there's a need. Send your miracles, Lord God. Send your miracles. Send your miracles right now. Send your anointing, Lord God. Let it show up the gifts that's on the inside right now in Jesus' name. Open up the hearts. Open up the minds and the wheels and the way, oh God. Make the crooked way straight, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Make it straight, make it straight, make it straight. The rough plain, oh God. Hallelujah, because we bind the enemy. We bind his thoughts. His evil ways, his devious ways, his deceitful ways, we bind them out now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we bind them. We bind them right now, oh God, and we release in the atmosphere your love, your blessings, oh God. Hallelujah, your healing virtue. Hallelujah, we ask that you would encourage us, oh God. Make us white as snow. Keep us, oh God, as the apple of your eye, Lord Jesus. And oh God, we pray right now that you be the lily in our valley in Jesus' name. We not her. We pray, oh God, that you heal, 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 heal in your name, oh God. Every spoken request, every unspoken request. And we want to thank you right now, oh God, for how you are already blessed. How you've already healed. How you've already moved. Hallelujah. Blessed every church. Every our children, oh God. Look on our children everywhere, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let this be a year, Lord God, that they are surrounded by your love, surrounded by your blessings. They're surrounded by your covering in Jesus' name. Cover, 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 oh God, with your love in Jesus' name. Your love be the same, Lord Jesus. Attitude in your name, oh God. Come to walk with you. Come to walk with you, oh God. Let them thank you. Let them be obedient, oh God, in Jesus' name. Let them open their pants in the Lord, Lord Jesus. And let them be brought up in the nurture and the admonition of your will and your say, oh God. Hallelujah. Lead and guide them, oh God, in the path of righteousness. And let them, oh God, shout, ha na na ha. The Lord. In Jesus' name, and let the saints of God say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, hallowed, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will, not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, we pray now, 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 that you give us this day, and let it be our daily bread, oh God, and we're forever, give your name the glory.
Thank
you. And we will thank you, thank you, thank you right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, oh God, for even hearing Mother Johnson's voice once again. Lord God, we pray her strength in the Lord right now in Jesus' name. Every soul, every saint, oh God. God, save our unsaved right now, Lord Jesus. We claim the unsaved this year. We're claiming souls this year. But we thank you, Lord God, because our chief said this is not a gossip line, but a prayer line. And Lord God, we bind every little innuendos, every little slander, all slander, oh God, in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And we pray that we come to you, oh God, with a clean heart, a clean mind, a clean spirit, oh God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let your spirit, oh God, hallelujah,
glory.
Flow in Jesus' name. We bind everything that's not like you in your mighty name right now. And we give you the glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you for your love and kindness right now. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, Ambassador Lacey. God bless you. Back in your hands. Thank you.
I want Pastor Good. While the fire is burning on this prayer line, I want Pastor Stern to come on and pray for dismissing of jealousy on this prayer line, dismissing of hate, dismissing of the dismiss all of these things that we got. The rest has got the mean attitude. I want her to come and pray that God would deliver all of us, all of us. All of us. Help me say all of us. Hallelujah. All of us this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, come on. God is going to clean us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you this morning, O God, for this service has been called and ordered by you, O God, in the name of Jesus. You know what we need and you know what we stand in the need of. And, O God, as we be humbled, O God, and obedient unto the woman of God this morning, we thank you, O God, that she's on the line and that you placed her back, O God, to share these things with us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we come right now, God, because our chief ambassador has been releasing, God, loosening and binding this year. And we come in the atmosphere that morning, God, with
you.
A sharp shield, with the preparation of the gospel of peace this morning. And, God, we come binding this morning the spirit of Jezebel, and the spirit of Jezebel carry a lot of demonic forces.
Hallelujah.
Bind up the spirit of jealousy, because your words say jealousy is cruel as the grave. And God, we don't want this on the line. Line is anointed in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit from the north, south, the east, and the west in the name of Jesus. God, we loose your agape love in the name of Jesus, because you've given all of us a gift, Lord God, and it's what we do with it. And some are bearing their gifts like the Samaritan did, but we come and we prophesy this morning, God, and loose your spirit of love on this line, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We loose her, God, and bind the spirit, God, of taking over her. The spirit, God, of wanting to be the boss. God, let us humble ourselves before you, God. You said if we humble ourselves, Lord, you will exhort us in due season. God, this morning, we want all of your blessings in the name of Jesus. God, this morning, we pray, God, that everybody that's got a phone to their ear, that you touch it, Lord God. This is the phone that we use for the power of the Lord to come through. It is not the gossip line. It is not the headed line. We come clean this morning, Lord God. We come with a spirit of repentance. Every day we repent before you, Lord, because we need a cleaning, God. We need a gully washing. Wash us, God. David said in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, God.
Yes, God.
Right spirit within me.
Thank you, Lord.
Purge me, purge us this morning, Lord, with hips up. We come this morning and don't let anything defile the temple of God, because we are, God, the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the devil can't live in the same temple. And we bind it this morning by the power of God. We need the Lord, because
Lord,
Hallelujah to God. We come with the all of joy, the all of deliverance. Oh God, this morning, when you place that anointing on Ambassador Hodges, I took the same thing. Seven drops of oil. Seven represent the number of complete according to the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
This morning,